Hello, welcome to the Reflective Meditation Podcast. We're so glad you're here. In each episode, we offer a short Dharma talk that discusses the Dharma and how it may appear in our daily lives. So sit back, relax, and enjoy. After the talk, you're invited to meditate for 15 minutes or as long as you please. And then, if you wish, we also invite you to journal about anything that came up for you in your meditation.
Good morning, everybody, everybody who's here with us online right now. And those of you who we don't know who might be listening to this podcast, who I hope to know someday. So our topic of the week is this view, which is everything happens for a reason. So I believed this for a lot of my life, because after my first very formative meditation retreat in 1978, it ended with this experience. And I'm going to read you from something I wrote probably a couple of decades later. Quote, "Suddenly I intuitively received what I had been seeking my entire life. I understand life and my part in it. This experience is difficult to remember and describe because it is an experience that exists beyond words. Everything makes sense. There is a universal plan or pattern to which I am intricately connected. I am meant to be here just as I am. Everything is meant to be just as it is." So that's the end of what I wrote about that retreat. But now I reread these words. Now, and as I prepared for giving this talk, I'm not sure I agree with all the content, but I am pretty sure that this insight really served me well. So unrelated to that, I am doing this wild thing of rereading all my journals, and I'm still back in the early 1970s. And what I read to myself is that there's a lot to reflect on. Wow. However, the part that seems most relevant to this talk is, in addition to all the good things that were going on, because there are some very exciting things going on, I also felt a lot of confusion about my life direction. But really what sort of bothers me the most was how much I put myself down, how much I judged myself, how bad I felt about myself. But I can see now that this deeper understanding that there was a plan, and what I wrote, there's a lot of acceptance in that plan. I am meant to be just as I am. Everything is meant to be just as it is. I can see how that really helped me alleviate a lot of that suffering that I wasn't meant to be as I was. Another thing I saw in these journals was really I was lonely a lot. And I'm guessing that this insight about my connection to all that is might have helped alleviate my loneliness, at least in part. Again, this retreat came in the late 1970s. My journals I'm reading are from the early 70s, so, and there was a time period in there. But now, here we are in 2024. I wonder, is there a universal pattern? And do I have a particular part in it? And then even more so, is there something that I was meant to do with this life? Because I'm on the other side of my life cycle. Back then I was starting out my adult life. Right now I'm on the down curve. I'm healthy and all is good, but you know, I am old. So I think that it's a normal part of the age that I am to question, to look back, what is it that I did? And most specifically, I found myself questioning, was there a plan? Was I meant to teach meditation? Because I've been doing it since not that long after that first retreat experience. And yes, I often speak about this, as the reason I started to teach then was the conditions of the time. There were no women teachers, and I lived in a world of women only. But here I am, that's changed. There's a lot of women teachers and I live in a world that's more diverse. But here I am teaching still after most of my peers are retired. I'm talking about even not just my peers, my friends, but even the meditation teachers that I knew from back then who were my peers age-wise. So maybe it is true. Maybe teaching meditation was what I was meant to do. It can seem like there's something, almost a force, that's propelled me this way for decades. But back to that view. Everything happens for a reason. I tend to think about it sort of in reverse. Things happen, and we find out, hopefully, how to most skillfully respond and react. Hopefully, we can discern what is reasonable and maybe see this through the lens of the Eightfold Path. We find a path through this life, our path through the circumstances that present themselves. I think of it as, quote, our path, because the conditions in our life are different from the conditions in others' lives. Different things call out to us and help us create a path. In other words, I no longer see a preordained path, though I don't rule it out, because I don't know. How could I be sure about this? But and I do think that that view of a preordained path really does feel good, and though I'm not sure it's the way things actually are. Rather, I tend to focus on the path I am creating. I reflect upon it, learn from it. I adapt it as I can see what's best, and really as I'm able to adapt it. So back to the example from my life. Back in the late 1970s, conditions called me to teach, and somehow this felt right to me. What about this ability to know what is right? It really helps guide me on a path, and it really has developed, and I believe through meditation, and with maturity, aging. After all, they came together. How could I possibly tease them apart? Because I keep getting older and I keep meditating. Very simple. And it keeps feeling right to teach meditation. I found many different ways to do this over the decades. And some doors have been open to me in terms of teaching, but really some have been slammed shut. But somewhere along the way, I did make the decision to go through open doors and not bang upon the closed doors too much or too long, which really has been very helpful, by the way. And teaching reflective meditation, teaching in this form, teaching you, teaching with Linda, has been mostly, and with teaching with many of you really, has mostly been an open door. What about you? Do you believe that everything good or bad happens for a reason? If so, you're not alone. There's a research study, take research perhaps with a grain of salt, that says that 78% of respondents across all personality types believes that things happen for a reason. As I know, I've already said, I no longer believe it quite this way. But I also don't believe it matters so much whether you have this view or not, because, after all views are provisional and they shift and change. I believe what matters most is that the view you have helps you navigate the ups and downs of your existence, and that the views you have gives your life meaning, and that it helps you be a kind and a compassionate human being.
We now invite you to meditate in a position that's comfortable for you for 15 minutes. This can be longer or shorter. There are no hard and fast rules. After your meditation, try journaling about your experience. Was there anything in your meditation that made you curious? If you'd like to join us daily, we meet daily online between 9 a.m. and 10 a.m. US Pacific Time. The link to join us can be found at reflectivemeditation.org/daily online. And if you'd like to support our work, please head to reflectivemeditation.org/daily online to offer a donation. Any dana would be gratefully received. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.